Moving on, a U.S. drone strike has killed at least four people in Pakistan's rest of northwest. The American unmanned aircraft fired two missiles at a house in North Waziristan tribal area. The United States carries out drone attacks in several Muslim countries, including Somalia, Yemen, and Pakistan. It claims the strikes target militants, but reports suggest many of the victims are civilians. Our correspondent Javed Rana joins us from Islamabad to tell us more about the recent U.S. drone attack in Pakistan. Javed, bring us up to speed on the details, please.
Well, the figure is exactly the same what you are referring to. As many as four people have been killed in the latest U.S. drone strikes. We don't know about the more update because in the meanwhile, there is a strong blast in Peshawar, the capital of northwestern province of Pakistan. As many as 31 people have been killed and more than 70 other were injured when attackers planted a bomb near a market, as a result of which there are huge losses to the human lives and the property. And that is one of the reasons that now the entire Pakistan is, this particular blast has overshadowed of what happened in the North Waziristan. It seemed that the Pakistan is now being sandwiched, the people of Pakistan being sandwiched between U.S. drone strikes and the terrorism from inside, allegedly by the militants in Pakistan. So right now, Pakistan, unfortunately, these moments are in grip of terrorism. On the one side, Americans are killing civilians in Pakistan's tribal region, and on the other side, we are witnessing scenes where militants have been killing innocent common people on the roads and the bazaars, because it apparently there is no reason to see what is the target in today's blast in Pakistan's city Peshawar. The innocent people have been killed. These were not the security forces who were targeted. Who is behind it is still a question mark in the real sense, because in Pakistan there is general perceptions that Taliban's, or maybe some groups of Taliban, they are playing in the hands of some foreign powers, or maybe in internal powers, and they are using the common people as cannon fodder.
Javed, what about the issue of the drone attacks overall? When will they stop? What has to happen to make them stop? And also, what has Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who stated that one of his main priorities would be stopping the drone strikes during his tenure as prime minister would be?
Well, he made a promise before being elected as prime minister that he's going to bring an end to the U.S. drone strikes. During his campaign, he did not explain in what manner. So after coming into power, he came under pressure from the main opposition party of Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan. They said this is the time government needs to shoot down U.S. drone strikes. So there was a meeting of all mainstream major political parties, and they came up with a decision that Pakistan needs to take it up at the U.N. Security Council and prepare this case legally. We have seen that the government has moved legally at the UN, but it really depends that how much time it would take to bring an end to the U.S. drone strikes. But one thing which we have noted has happened, that relatively there is now less frequency of U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan's tribal region as compared to the past. But that does not mean that there is no more breach of Pakistan's sovereignty. It means that there is a selective breach of Pakistan's sovereignty. Going by what U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said, that these drone strikes are going to end soon, but his statement again was contradicted by the White House. So there is a complete ambiguity in what manner the U.S. is going to pursue its drone strike policy, but it seems that as long as Americans are there in Afghanistan, Pakistan's sovereignty continues to be breached in the tribal region. And then there are also troubling points, not only for Pakistan, but also other neighboring countries like Iran, that Americans are going to retain their firepower in Afghanistan as a result of some geostrategic agreement with Afghanistan. And there are apprehensions by Pakistan that the drone strikes could prolong even after most of the NATO forces leave Afghanistan. So,
all right, thank you very much. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.